Practice that people would eat the seder, not like the Romans used to eat the seder, but then you need the maximum of things you can have. Cabiocchio quindi la Jazzeri quando è stato andato in Jazzeri non per te quando stai a Marzi di Paesi ma non sei roba di spesso so I come the maximum to be is that we have to be the time everybody together is that everybody's sitting as opposed to let's say something called on the day the father of the house all day everybody watching almost everybody standing most of the time they are sitting and some of the people just came in washing in the kitchen. The father says, I'm out to see the people who are standing thinking, what's he out to see? Since he could have sat down. See, from the outset, you have the maximum ideas that could be expected of you. Manavishna could have been expected that he's really having a savior. So without a savior, you only have yeshiva. One cannot be out to the others to come out to. But in the end, but as said, the maximum is safe and the maximum fears that you can expect is yeshiva. Someone standing back is not here. So what kind of a deal is that the Mishnah says? You need not be a safe. The place it says is that you need not be yeshiva. What kind of a deal is that? Well, if you can't blow shayfer, you don't have yeshiva, you don't have a safe. Say she can't go either. Someone else is saying, Shakar, I see I made the 15 miracles of Shakar. I could be out to get that also. I could be out to someone else who's dropping you because you don't have a savior. Why did Mishnah say you need a savior and you can cheat on your body? The basis on that Mishnah points out that the same thing is true regarding the Zohar. Mara Gemara, Pillar Days of the Shulchan, practice what's one of the mentioned Zohar. If you're paying attention to the Mizami, you might be wondering that you're not going to be out to the Mizami. So, the Russian, the minister says, the Russian created every person in 2 years and one now, which is listen twice as much as we should talk. Not as much people talk more than they listen. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch said and recommends. Shami said that there were 3 exceptions to the rule that by witness and then it's before and after eating food, they don't allow Shemen Kaina to do it with Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that says, with respect to Habayzi, Yoshu, Hayu Yoshu, Kalech and the Baruch Yatsuma, Sebu, and the Baruch of the Kudo. The person says that Manazeh, we no longer require this, but we don't require Yeshiva. By the maximum means that you can have. Require Yeshiva. Why do you need Yeshiva? Why do you need a Sefer? Why should you say Shemekah? It's not an initial prophecy. You don't say Shemekah and then by Haraitzi. This is proves in that Mishnah. This is proves that the same plot applies to Bench and Azumi. The only time we allow the institution of Azumi the way it was practiced from the days of the Gemara to the days of the Shulchan Aruch. Only because the Zion says no, why is he listening? And the Yotze say, without saying the wrong brocha, so that's only if there was a Savior, or with Manasa, only if there was Yeshiva. Everybody's eating on his own. People are walking on the highway. Each one, let's say, the Shulchan Aruch has an example. Three people are riding horseback, and each one is eating a sandwich. There's no yeshiva, but no statement together. The two beers together. It says there's no mezumen. You can't bench mezumen over there. You can only bench mezumen in the same way if one person says they have rights, you can be right to the others. Not a mishnah if I say who. Not a mezay. Yeshiva yidran can't say who. What is it all about? Again, it's like a mishnah. It's like a mishnah. If you don't go out, you may join it by Brichas Hanenah. Since you eat the food yourself, you have to say the word for yourself. Why is it not safe? Why is it food? So why did you give a whole shiur on this? You used to give a yortzeit shiur every year. He had a son of his father, a big mishpat. It was a big thing back here in Herzog. Gimel Elul is the big book. Gimel Elul is the yortzeit book. Everybody, all this, cooking shows by America Zarat. In America, for many, many years, Yemel Shvat was a big day. January time, usually intercession time, first term, second term. People will fly in and put down and come and then the architecture there are for engineers. Get my friends in their hands. Either there at the earth and pay for us, and you can actually list them out of the country. Then he would give the shit. So one year he goes and loses every share on topics. Since he's in Philly, Kriyashman, Kiddush, and Philly, easy topics. I think he would be able to follow. So one year he gave the share on this topic. So I explain when one person says, I learned from everybody's word, say, but we do on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's not really based on Shabbat Kohen. And the Shabbat says, we don't allow Shabbat Kohen by welcome to the and one person says the Birchas HaMazon is
Kapura is offering one drop of Amoitzi. The best is in the Al Kapura is offering.
on because I'm Muslim. In order to be Muzarek, in order to be Muzarek, it would require Amir Samein. You don't need Amir Samein in order to be a Shemei Kain. By Kiddush and Avdal, even if you didn't say Amen. But here, all Vardis, all Chabur together was offering one Hazaras Hashash, Tilos HaTzibur. So if you require Amir Samein, it's a Nimasurik, then it's Zibur. Now, if you require Amir Samein, by Benjamin Zimmerman,
according to the second shot, to the rough shot, it wouldn't seem like there would be any mila. In fact, it might even be a non-mila to not take part in the bracha that of the chabura. Whereas if you say that they should make one, you can say it might be better to do it yourself or whatever. You know, it's more derechert, but you could be yotzei because you're part of the chabura. You could be yotzei. Because of Shemei Kohanim. The point of the way the Rebbe is saying it sounds like that it would be like almost certainly not a mile, but not like even detrimental to take yourself away. Because it's only obligating one bracha, so who are you to come and bring a second bracha? We should take part in the Chabur.
Okay. Is preferable that one person say
that? Right, the way the Rebbe is playing, it seems like it would be preferable where Shemei Kohanim, like you could be. If you could follow the rules and be and join the chabur, so you could be yotzei this bracha, but in Elkanami, it would probably be better to make your own bracha. Why should you be taking advantage of Shemei Kohanim? It's supposed to be.
Same thing. You say mitzvah bo yosef and shluchah by benditas chametz. Instead of asking the shliach to be ready to come to my house, it's perfect that I should do the benditas chametz myself. Or milas abein. The father of the baby, the abi abein, knows that he performed the first mila. It's not right. He asks the bo to do mitzvah bo yosef and shluchah. You should be ready to say, you don't hear. Somebody says kinshin, I say amen. That's exactly the thing. Kol ha'amen, kiel ha'tzeh bracha mitzvah amen. It's not considered mitzvah by Yosef and Mishluta. It's not a better mitzvah, I should say, my own Kiddush. Fakir, the Shulchan Aruch says that the right one has a smell. If you have a choice, Tzemein has 9 sons. The Father Hasidim, they say Kiddush 10 times. The Father says Kiddush, and each son says Kiddush. It takes forever until they say Kiddush. The text on Abraham, New York is like that. There's a lot of sons.
Every brother's on Amotzi also.
Yeah. They don't do it because you need like a Mishnah on Shabbos and Yom
Kippur. The same do it even without the Lech HaMishnah problem. I don't know.
Many communities have a practice that after the father of the household says Hamotzi, he cuts the challah, and then he distributes it, everybody says they're on Hamotzi. So that's very questionable. If they say they're on Hamotzi, so they don't have Lech HaMishnah. They weren't yotzei with the amotzi of the father when they said amotzi. If they're yotzei with his amotzi, they said amotzi and lech hamishnah. They're going to take the slice of challah. So they had in mind not to be yotzei with the amotzi that the father said they were going to say they're wrong. But they don't have lech hamishnah. That's a problem. So the Achronim have tshuva, they somehow defend this practice. Malan the Mahoyal has a tshuva, he defends the practice. I see them. The practice of it. It's very, very questionable. My grandmother, always used to, she's an old lady, but she always used to put my father in the say, how might she? So, I give out the chalice every single week. My grandmother would say in Yiddish, my father, Mela, you have to say, how might she? So he said, yeah, because she talked to me. Walk around this, she shouldn't talk. She shouldn't say I'm her own Amotzi. She should be able to lick my father's Amotzi. Yeah. So that is the deal that the Ritvon made. The Ritvon made his deal with the Mishnah. But don't they go in the quote at the deal? Gacham and says, ever have Kores on the Kirvan. And singular, you have one Balkari reading for everybody. My Kriyashman says, the name is like Korin in the plural. Based on the deal, he came up with this Kiddush. But the Kiddush says black and white on the Rishami. You don't need the deal. Rishami said that these are the 3 exceptions to the rule. If you don't permit Shemei Kohen, one is Kriyashma. It was the whole purpose of Kriyashma, so both of them are Shemai. So there are having a good case, you should say it wrong. The other exception to the rule is Tila. If you have a Tzara, you should say your own Tila. You should be like someone else. Yes, be yourself. The third exception to the rule is when it comes to eating food. If you really say your own bracha on Amotzi before, your own bracha on Amotzi after, if the people are eating, the yeshiva is sitting, yeshiva didan can say, but they do. But then one person can say Amotzi, but Amotzi the whole group. But the whole group was only in the first place to give one bracha on If the bench was limited, again, if they ate, they had fetus, shas achila, you have to have shlosh and shachlut ka'achas. They're all eating together, so then the whole chabur is only obligated to offer one birchas hamazon. Indeed, it didn't work. The bench was in, but only the Mizam, it was in the bench. Usually, we have it in the Shameach, pay attention. And Yitzhak is the Kiddush and Abdullah. What if I don't understand the language? In the Hebrew language, the word Shameach means to hear, the word Shameach means to understand. Hata Shameach, he said, do you understand what I'm talking about? Shameach, he hears, but does he understand? So here's the Machlokes, is Rashi and Tosis, earlier in the Gilgamesh. What if someone says Kiddush and the other people are listening? They don't understand it. They don't know what it says. They don't know what the words mean. Is that called Shameh because they heard the sound? Or is that called Eina Shameh? Shameh. So that's a Machloek Israshi. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosfos. That's called Eina Shameh. You don't understand the language of Eina Shameh. Think of the Megillah of the Parish of Yeshua. If you read the Megillah, if the Megillah is written in Hebrew, if you read it in the original Hebrew, then even those who don't understand Hebrew are Yitzhak. Rashi says, Rashi holds that song up. Shameh doesn't mean to hear the sound, even if you don't understand. The Tosfos finds that this Megillah is an exception to the rule. The whole purpose of the Megillah is to make that sound. That's an exception to the rule. But basically, the Kiddush and Abdullah, the rule applies that if you don't understand the words, you don't apply Shemei Mosh. So the Mishnah Gura quotes the Sefer Birchas Avraham. Birchas Avraham was way before, a few centuries before the Mishnah Gura. The Shah wrote his Svarim in the late 1600s. The Shah quoted the Birchas Avraham. So from in Germany, I think, all about prophets. Prophet's name is Avraham. That's all about prophets. So the Mishnah Gura quotes with the Birchas Avraham. Even if one follows the opinion of Tosfos, you can't apply Shemek to Aina if you don't understand the words. That's only by Kiddush and Abdullah wouldn't apply. But by benching the Zuman, it's not based on Shemek to Aina. It's not based on Shemek to Aina. All Chabura together is only obligated to offer one because of Muslim, Chabura. Even if I don't understand Hebrew, I listen to the prophet that the Mizamim said. I say, Aina, the end of us on this call, and the Valor is Allah Muslim. Everybody's here. It's the Hathor also one Birchas HaMazon. It's not based on Shemekah.
So, let's go back. Do you have
that? Here the Mishnah has an expression, Hakorei is a Megillah. Sounds like the Yedin. Let's say Mutalikas is a Megillah and Benediation. Hakorei is such a Gemara, the first line in the second paragraph of Bullet starts. Shochet, when you shef the day, you have to shef the corner and the nation. The windpipe and the esophagus, the windpipe. And if you shef an O, a chicken or a turkey, so you shef either the corner or the nation, that's sufficient. So you don't even have to shef the whole corner, the whole nation. You shef the right end of the right side of the day. You shef Ruben Kukulo, the chicken, you shef right up the corner. The right of the nation, Ruben Kukulo. The chef thing of aim, you don't have to chef the full con of the full nation. The chef yoga of the con of the other nation. The Mishnah says, Hashaykh had dry bath at life, Rod Schneider of aim, and she does have shame. The Gemara says, Hashaykh had been the evident, but had been the right. What more do you want to do? You want to cut off the whole nation? How far do you want to go? Why is it only for the Yevon? The Gemara makes a deal, because it says, Hashaykh, the Russian is for the Yevon. I feel it's not on the here also, the Gaonim made such a deal, the Gemara doesn't make a deal. And the truth is, I've never been saying, I think it's brought the egg, but everybody should stand for me from the Gila. So why the Megillah? It takes an hour, the whole thing takes off and close to an hour. So there are some who follow the Gaonim, and they stand like I feel it, they don't need to be there. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote this Gomer from the Gila. It's in the Chuvas HaGaonim, and the Hotzer HaGaonim, that's the Megillah here, they quote. Going to grab the opinion, walk around and look at the middle of the Megillah and understand the position. I understand where they got it from, because the Mishnah says, Aquarius and Megillah, but you're Russian, Yotsu. It sounds like a Russian, but you haven't yet Yotsu. Still or not. But the Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that idea.
You're trying to be like, apologize to you, whatever assumption.
says, Mashaini came by Torah. Mark quotes in Bryce, Mashaini came by Torah. Should you not, they have an interest in din. What if the Balkari on Shabbos morning mispronounced one of the words? And everybody screamed at the children and they just kept on going by and finished the whole prayer, so they finished everything. So that's in the Balkari, mispronounced the word, they left out a word. He had each other, you had three psukim, and all together, they had way more than 10 psukim. So for the evidence, a filler, more correct, as you should correct them, you should make them say, oh, well, of course, for the evidence, you'll be out there, for Shem HaKamishu, Monday, Thursday, and I'll pay for you. Up until Shem, you'll lay the first 10 psukim, so I'll have to Shem, it's one psukim. So much. Every aliyah is enough if it has to be psukim, all the words are very sufficient. If it has text, but on Shabbos, you're supposed to lay the whole parshas on Shabbos. So the Machabe writes in, Machabe quotes from Yerushalayim, that the Balkari made a mistake on one word, and when they finish the whole parshas on Shabbos, everything, everybody has to gather together, even intervention. They finish, they have to give one aliyah. Read that one person where they made a mistake. But you can't have an aliyah of less than 3%. So the Balkari has to learn 3 psukim. That person where the mistake was made, plus another 2 psukim before, after, one before, one after, you have to give one aliyah. Remember, once on vacation, the Balkari murdered and slaughtered the whole person. He's a young kid. He killed everything, so you can't not correct him. There were a couple of words that he just didn't say. So we didn't want to pop him over the head. We were not 25 letters. After everybody benched, we all made up and gathered together. We had our own career center in our Mahalo College. So we walked the shul, spent a little while and walked the shul. We took out a safety terrace. We didn't tell the guy, we didn't tell the other family. Just read over a couple of psukim. Another one, each other had three psukim. Each other had three psukim. So long, we have a lady. So, I'm right about bothering with the kasha. How can you be yotzei with that? Isn't that how Kurila Mafreya does the previous day? Just like in Kriya Shema, you have to say Kriya Shema in order. You say the psukim out of order, you're not yotzei. When you say Vayoyim Shema before Shema, you say Vayoyim before Shema, then you're yotzei to the other. The Rambam says that, you're yotzei to the other. But the Mishnah in Bracha says, Lama Kvag and Parsha Shema, and Parsha Vayoyim Shema, come to Takana with the Rabbanim. The Mishnah explains why Why do you say Shema before Vayoyim? You said the Parsha is out of order, but the Eved, that would be okay. Because then the Rambam said, because they're not Snuchim and the Chumash, they're not next to each other. They're eight separate Parshas, unrelated to each other. So you can't say that the Seder is Meyaki. It's a very strange time, and it's a mezuzah. You have a mezuzah, you just have Shema, Vayoyim, Shema. Usually we don't accept the thousands of years. The Shah was very strong. Very spot of the Shah. The Taz said you didn't have any risk. But the Taz writes a very strange thing. He says that you wrote a mezuzah, you wrote a Yom Shema before Shema, but the evidence kosher. The Rambam says by Kriya Shema, you said by Yom Shema before Shema, but the evidence was there to himself. Mezuzah, that's not enough. That's the Shema by Yom Shema. You put on the Shema before Shema. The Pashto says the mezuzah is possible. I don't think they accept that the Taz is finished by mezuzah. But by Kriya Shema, the Rambam says it. He said by Yom Shema before Shema, it would be yotzei to the evidence. So
the Yusuf Rosh Ekim Torah.
So the Shaykh is by Kriyas HaTorah. It says by Mikra Megillah, if you lay in the Megillah, the Makre out of order, you're not getting it. You have to read the Megillah correct. Let's say I missed missed the Bar Kama. So I have to say the pasuk quickly before the Balkoria goes to the next pasuk. If I wait till after he finishes the whole Megillah, then say the pasuk that I missed. It's not the Ilam Abel, it'll be out of order, so you're not good. So the Marsham has this time, and Balkoria has the time also. How can the Shulchan Aruch say that the Balkoria missed the pasuk, he missed the word in the pasuk? Everybody should gather together after the whole davening is over, after the benching is all over. You should gather together, give one aliyah. But the Kriya Sotah is going to be out of order. You lay most of the Kriya in the morning, and then you're going to lay in just three psukim totally out of order with the rest of the Kriya Sotah. Is there a din if you lay in the Makriya in Ayyetze? So the Tosis Rin has a commentary. That's one of the Rishayim who lived in Italy. And then in Shaya Nitrani, there were two. There was a grandfather and a grandson. His grandfather was known as Rabbeinu Yishaya HaRishon, the Tosis Rin. And his grandson was known as Rabbeinu Yishaya Achronzai, Riyaz. Riyaz usually on the side of the Riv. They have the Shulti Gebarim. So the Shulti Gebarim quotes very often from Riyaz. The Riyaz is a Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Yishaya Achron Zal. There was another Riyaz, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Or Zaruah, who lived at the end. Shach writes in the Aradev, they're not going to be confused with each other. Two different people living in two different countries at different centuries, nothing to do with each other. And the Rishonim refer to each one of them as Riyaz, and sometimes people confuse them. Same thing, Raivin. Shach writes in one place that there were three Raivins. One of them wrote a history book, so he's not in the running over here, so they never quote him in Allah. But there were two Raivins. One was the father of Allah, one was the son of Allah. They're both known as Raivin. The father of Allah wrote the Sefer HaEshkol. The son of God, the Raivin, the famous Raivin on the side of the Rambam, the Raivin of Rambam Chavrusa with the Baba Mor, and they learned by the Baba Eshkol. So the Raivin married the daughter of his Rebbe. So these are two different Raivins, they don't always agree. So a lot of times the Rishonim quote the Raivin is saying one thing, the Raivin is saying another thing, the two different Raivins. So the Shah said the same thing, the two different Riyazis. One is Rabbeinu Yishaya Achron Zal, the grandson of the Tosis Rin, and the other one is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Or Zaruah, who is from Vienna. Two different people. So the Tosis Rin on Megillah usually has starting tradition. Riyaz, the Tosis Rin usually has very original ideas. So he says, the Gemara quotes a Brisa here, Hashayini came at Torah. The Gemara quotes it a few times, the Brisa, Hashayini came at Torah. The requirements for Mikra Megillah are different from Kriya Sater. So the Tosis Rit says, the beginning of the second parak, Hakor Lamachar Lo Yotza, it never says what's the din by Kriya Sater. It's talking about Mikra Megillah. So it says what the Brisa says on our dog, Kafala, Mashen Kim Mater, goes on the Mafreya also. Hakor Lamachreya, by Kriya Sater would be good. Only by Mikra Megillah it's good. Kriya Sater would be good out of wood. So that's what you see, the Mechaba holds like that. Mechaba quotes this din, that if they lay Kriya Sater and Shul and Balkori, he missed the word, so you should try to correct them. And if they finished everything, said Kaddish, and said Abkar, everybody went home. The people have to gather together and lay one aliyah with a minimum of three psukim, should have that pasuk that he mispronounced the word or he left out a word, with another two psukim that should constitute an aliyah. So the Gemara says, Masha'ini came back to you. The Mishnah says you can read the Megillah Omid the Yoshev. The Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is not like the Goyin, that our chorus on Megillah is only the Yevad Yoyotze, but our Tzvi Yavdal Amida. Simple Pshat in the Gemara is the Beirish, not like the Goyin. Our chorus on Megillah is mutter to read the Megillah L'chatchila, either standing or sitting. Masha'ini came back to you, because Kriya Sater is always going to be the Tzibur, as she says. And out of Kavod HaTzibur, the Balkori has to sit. By Mikra Megillah, you don't always have a minyan. You can make Mikra Megillah, but you can go read the Megillah in the hospital, you go read it home for someone who's old and not able, not healthy enough to go to shul, so you're not going to have a minyan. But when you have a minyan, so the Balkori has to sit in out of Kavod HaTzibur. By Kriya Sater, it's a Masha'ini came by Torah, because the Kriya Sater is only the Tzibur. That's a Mishnah later. Mishnah lists off all the things that need our Sura. That's the Mishnah and Kav Dalit, Kav Gimel on the days. It says, Ein Korim Batar V'Kofas Mi Asura. These are all Dvarim Shev. Some of them are Dvarim Shev Bikdusha, some of them are not. So whenever you have a Dvarim Shev Bikdusha, the Kaddish Bikdusha Korko, you have to have a Minyan, you have to have Asura. Ein Dvarim Shev Bikdusha V'Kofas Mi Asura. So whenever you have, usually whenever you have a Dabashabik Dusha, you need Amida. You use a Machloikis the Achrayim, the early Achrayim of the 1500s, that when you recite Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, when you recite Hashem Hashem Karach is that considered a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha? Well, no, it's not a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. So what's the difference Halacha and Maisa, whether it's a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha or not? So there's a collection of Shuvas Gaonei Basroi, that's called Shuvas from that period. The Bach and the Mashor, that's called Shuvas Gaonei Basroi, from the 1500s, early 1600s. So they have a Machlekes about this. What's an Afkamina Levina, where the Yudgim Levina Dovah Shabbat Kedusha? So you get three Afkaminas. One Afkamina Dini, the Minyan. When a person, let's say, a person is a saint, Slichas B'Yechidus. He's driving on a plane, he's going there. It's a slow for Rosh Hashanah. So can he say the Slichas, including Yudgim Levina? He has to read out Yudgim Levina. So we're Machma, we treat it like a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. So you can't recite, you have to leave out. You have to skip the part that has the Yudgim Levina. Then another Nafkimina they have is the Yanid Amida, because we assume that a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha requires Amida. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha requires Amida. How do we know? But the Yerushalmi learns it out from the Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Forgot. Who was the one who stabbed the king in his belly? Forgot the whole story of that. Ehud ben Gera. So he came to Eglon Malchut. So he came to the king and he says, "The king, I have a message from the Rebbe Shem." It says, "Vayokam Yala Kisa." He stood up out of respect for the Rebbe king, and then he stabbed him to death. So Shami says, "The fact that the king stood up because the person said, 'The king, may I laugh?' We established the principle that the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha needs on me." So that's the practice by Ashkenazi. We follow that Magen Avraham. That when the Chazan says Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, everybody stands up. The Sfardim follow the Arizal. Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal. Arizal thinks that all Yerushalmis are disparate. But they hope you don't need Amida for every Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Their practice is that if it's a Kadosh Shetafsa Ba'amida, let's say everybody is saying Halo Ba'amida. So then the Chazan says Kadosh after Halel. So since everybody was standing, so they should continue to stand through the Kaddish after. But let's say by Chazaras HaShatz, where the practice in most places is that everybody sits, so then you can sit when the Chazan says the Kaddish after the Chazaras HaShatz. That's the practice of the Sfardim who follow the... A lot of times you daven in the shul, but there's Sfardish davening. So they're sitting all the time by the Kaddish, and the Ashkenazim, all the guests are always standing up. Everybody's looking at what they're standing up for. They never stand up for Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. So the Shuvas Gaonei Basroi give these three Nafkeminas and Dina, where the Yud Gimel Midas and Slichas is a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha not, so one Nafkemina is the need Asura, because the Mishnah says on Chav Gimel on base, you cannot recite a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha before the Asura. The other Nafkemina is whether you require Amida, and the third Nafkemina is whether you require Atifa. What does Atifa mean? That's a Gemara in Brachas, when you bench Muzumim, so the Gemara says, Asura Dina. Remember the Koshal Bracha. There are 10 dinim with respect to the Koshal Bracha. The Maisa, we only observe 4 of the 10. Kaim Walish Tifa Hadacha. Kaim Walish Tifa Hadacha. And Shulchanot, they say Hamisha Dinim. Remember the Koshal Bracha, we only say 4. It's called Hamisha. Hamisha is a Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean 5. It says Kaim Walish Tifa Hadacha. Shtik. Makabe quotes our Shtik. It's in Hilchas. Also says such a din. The Chamisha Dinim, and there are only 4, the Chamisha Dinim that are the difference between a Shvois Esses and a Shvois Derais, and they only mention 4. So they say Chamisha is a Rosh Hashanah. Chetetz, Kitas Chetetz, a Mepach Shvois. I already forgot what the others are. It's based on a Gemara, the end of Shvois. So for the 10 Dinim, Asar Dinim, Emma, the Kosha Bracha, so the Gemara says basically we don't follow that, we only follow 4. Chaim Wadish Nifa Adach Kos should be filtered at that. You should rinse out the kos before and after you pour in the wine. And Chai is a question what it means. The wine should not be mozer, it should be too much mozer. It's a question what it means, Chai. So the. How do you get into this? It goes back around? So one of the 10 things, one of the 10 dinim that we don't really observe is that you need ituk. that the one who's benching the Zuman halakas should have ether. What is being ether? The Rambam says should be a yarmulke. The ether has been, you're allowed to recite a bracha without a yarmulke. But because I'm Muslim, when you bench halakas, it's more important you should have ether. That's what the Tosfos Yontif says. The Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? You're going to say a bracha without a yarmulke? That's ridiculous. Of course you need a yarmulke. I'm going to say a bracha without a yarmulke. Can't say burn me without a yarmulke. Either tunt, you have to wear something fancier than a yarmulke. You have to wear a hat, you have to wear the talus over your head, you have to have something extra special. That's called either. So the Tosfos Yontif lived there for the Beis Yosef. Wait, so he quotes Beis Yosef and disagrees. He said, who says that there's a din you're not allowed to say a bracha without a with Gilu Hirosh? Maybe it just means when you bench Mizuman a la kos, then you need Dabdi. So that's what the Gaon of Basroi in the Chumash, when they talk about the reciting of the Yud from Midas in Slichas, they say if it's a Dabash of Yidusha, so you need all these three things. You need Asari, you need a Minyan, you need Amida, and you need Ituf. So that's what many assume. You need Atifa, you should wear a talus over your head, you should wear a hat or something, you should wear something extra special with respect to answering Kaddish Kedusha Baruch. And then one of the students once asked Rav Soloveitchik, when do you have to put the talus over your head? When is it not necessary? Most of the time people do not wear the talus over their head. So when do you need? He started to think, to reminisce, when his father and his grandfather were down, when they do need them. So he said he thinks it's only by Dvar Shabbat Dusha. That's what the Chumash Gaon of Basra say. By the Yud Gimel Midas and Slichas, if you hold that that's a Dvar Shabbat Dusha, he said either you put the talus over your head, if you're not wearing a talus, you wear a hat, you have Ituf, or by Shmona Esrei. Why Shmona Esrei? So he said, because the Pasuk in Tehillim reads, Tfilu Leoni Kiyata, Zifni Hashem Mishpach Sivah. So what it really means, Tfilu Leoni Kiyata, means the Oni bellows over, he bends over in pain. That he's starving, and he's not healthy, and he has a lot of tzaras. Kiyata, he bends over in pain. But it can also mean Tfilu Leoni Kiyata, he does Atifa, an additional level of interpretation is not Shukr Shal Mikra, that you should have a Tito of the Shastra. So he said he thinks that's when that was the practice, that the people only did a Tito when they would participate in the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, or when they would offer the Shmona, when they would daven Shmona Esrei, because Tfila needs a Tito. So the question is, if you need a Tito by a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, and the Mishnah says, "Achav Gimlon and Beis," that you need a minion for Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. And the practice in Europe used to be that people did not have the talus over the head during Kriyas HaTorah. How come they didn't have Atifa? If Atifa is one of the three requirements, you have to dress up extra special fancy with Atifa for Dovah Shabbat Kedusha and Kriyas HaTorah is a Shurusha. How come you don't need Atifa for Kriyas HaTorah? Rav Soloveitchik said that he thinks the answer is that Kriyashma should really be a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Kriyashma is Kabbalah's Allah for Shemayim. So that should certainly be a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. So how come we don't require Atifa for Kriyashma? So he thought that it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Mishnah in Brochus in the first parak records the Machloikis Bisham and Bisilo. How do you fulfill Kriyashma? So Rishamai wrote the opinion that for Erev Kolodom Yatad Yikra, without marriage, you have to be in a reclining position when we recite Kriyashma, because it says Shach Becho, that's the position that you should be in when you recite Kriyashma. So Kumecho, everybody has to stand up to recite Kriyashma. And they still say it cannot be, because it says Balach Tuch Avaderach. You see from the word Balach Tuch Avaderach Kolodom Kori Kedarkai. So what does it mean? B'shach v'al kamecha, b'shach shebeni adam b'shachim, b'shach shebeni adam omdim, coming. B'shach v'amecha does mean the position, in a reclining position, or a standing position, means the time of the day. This is man kriyashma. This is the earliest man and the latest man. This is man kriyashma shal shachar, this is man kriyashma shal arbe, shal vayva. So that's all it means. It doesn't mean at all that b'shach v'al kamecha, that you have to be in a standing position, on a reclining position. So the Taz, whom we usually don't follow, the Taz quotes a Medrash. That's not the Taz. It quotes a Medrash. It's in the Ches. Nochas Tzitzis. The Taz quotes a Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a Melech Basav Adam. Melech Basav Adam, when he sends an edict to his subjects, and they're going to proclaim, they're going to read it in public, they'll insist everybody has to stand up because they're reading the edict for the night. If you ever attended the Lubavitcher wedding, so they read a letter from the Rebbe, is it the Rebbe who passed away, is it the Rebbe sent the letter to which mazel that this couple? The Rebbe sent the letter to somebody, so they always read the letter anyway. So they ask, will the audience please stand up? They're going to read the letter from the Rebbe. So that's the Medrash says, when you read an edict from the king, everybody's expected to stand. Rabbanu Shalom is an easygoing fellow. It says, "Kol adam kari kedarki." You don't have to stand, you don't have to sit. Malach to chavadera kol adam kari kedarki. You don't need atifa. That's what the Medrash, the Taz, and the Mechaz calls the Medrash. When they read the edict from the king, everybody has to stand, everybody has to be batifa, everybody has to be dressed just so. Rabbanu Shalom is easygoing, you don't need atifa. So that pasuk, "Malach to chavadera kol adam kari kedarki," tells us that despite the fact that Kriya Shema should have been a Dovish of Bikusha, it's Mamish Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, it's like reading the edict from the king. Everyone should pay attention with their parents. The Rabban Shalom is easygoing and says, you don't need all of that. So Leitchik thought that included in that Zeres HaKosov, Kaladim Kari Kedaka, is that that Kriya Satara also doesn't need Amid. And then he thought also, Mishnah Berurah quotes our prime number say that you don't have to stand for Kriya Satara, but in each Oyel HaTara says Barchos Hashem Amara, the Barchos Adam should be Dusha. You have to stand for the Baruch Hu. So that's why Rashi thought he wasn't so convinced. He thought the Kriya Satara itself is a Dovish of Kedusha. Nonetheless, the practice is the Ikarei Din, you don't have to stand for Kriya Satara. They just quote the Maharam Rutenberg, was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos. Balei HaTosfos went for a few centuries. Many, many Balei HaTosfos. And the Maharam Rutenberg was towards the end of that period. Maharam Rutenberg had several outstanding Talmidim. One was the Rosh, one was the Mordechai, one was the Avos Maimri, and the bottom of the Rambam. And they usually quote the Anhogim and the Pesukim and the Anhogis of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Rishonim quote the practice of the Maharam Rutenberg was that he used to stand during Kriya Satara. But everybody else in the shul sat. He didn't insist all the people have to stand. He didn't say it's a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha that did requires everyone to stand. He personally wanted to stand. And apparently it wasn't a violation of what he's going to do. The people are living in Hagen. Some people are going to stand for a place for Kaddish after Shmoneh, some are going to sit. So that's the problem of Loises during the year. It's just out of Chavidus, Kriyas HaTorah. Chavidus HaTorah, he used to stand. But it was Amidus Chassidus. Mikra again, even the Mar Rutberg knew that you don't have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. But the Mishnah says in Chav Gimel on the base that it's a Dovah Shebikdusha. Dovah Shebikdusha, we assume, does need Amidah. That's what Absalom Rachel thought. The answer is that possible. Is what teaches us that whenever the Dovash of Kedusha is in the form of Psukim, then you don't need Amidah. Then it's Kolad and Kari Kedarka. Just like Kriya Shema doesn't need Amidah, the Kriya Satara also, it's Psukim, doesn't require Amidah. And he thought maybe even the Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch also is part of the Kriya Satara. So also doesn't, Mikra Din doesn't really need Amidah. He thought that it was on. He used to stand the whole time. So Lechikov used to stand for Kriya Satara. Even when he's very old, every year on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when everybody made HaTorah Nedarim, so everybody would recite Shimon HaRabbo said Dayan Mumchem, the whole thing. So he never said that. He used to gather together at Besna. He used to say in English that I have a minik toif that I stand for Chazor HaSashat and I stand for Kriya Satara. I don't know if I'll be able to observe it because he's getting old. He continued to observe until he was mamish physically not able to. So he said he wants to have a Haftarah Siddur. He doesn't have Charata from the Minik Tari. He's not allowed to have Charata. He has Charata that he didn't say Gulina when he observed it. So they would say Mutavach, Mutavach, Mutavach. And he would stay the whole day Yom Kippur anyway. He'd stay the whole day by Rosh Hashanah anyway. The Haftarah Siddur. Haftarah Siddur takes forever. He'd say something to you. It takes a long time. And he would stay for the Kriya Siddur. Places of Brachas has a famous kasha. The Gemara says, it tells us, there's a machlokes, Bishamah Nisilo, what's it been? Everyone agrees that you're supposed to recite Brachas HaMazons in the same location where you ate. Hachili should sit, the Gemara says, Hachili should sit. to recite Birchas Hamazon. So if he ate over here, he should really sit and recite Birchas Hamazon. What if a person forgot the bench and he went to a different location? And it's a big tirchet to go back. So that's a machlokes b'shamay before. The b'shamay insists that you have to go back. And so he'll say, if you did it b'shogeg, you slipped and you forgot, then you don't have to go back. If you did it b'mezid, then we penalize you, you have to go back. But if you did it b'shogeg, then the b'shamay will say it's okay. The Torah tells us that there were two talmidim who ate, and they both forgot to say b'shamay l'amos in the same place where they ate. So they both went to a different location. So one of them said, "Oop, I've got the bench over here, I'm going to bench over here." The other one said, "No, he's going to do like Bisham, he's going to be mapping to go back to the original location. He could recite the benching there." So the Gemara says that the one who went back to the original location was lucky that day. He found a wallet full of money. And he was became rich because he was machma like Bisham. And the other one, who was mekel, was eaten up by a lion. He was devoured by a lion. Should have been Machlis. So you see from the Gemara story, that's a story in Drach, you see from the story that it's a proper thing to be Machmer, even though we don't pass like that, it's really proper to be Machmer. So how come the Mishnah in Drach, as in the first parak tells, Tarkin tells the story, he was traveling on a highway, and he was once Machmer like the Beis Shammai, to recite Kriyashma Shalaila in a reclining position, and there were gangsters traveling on the highway, and he almost got killed. So they told him, "Kedai ha'yiselach lachul b'rashef. You deserve that. You shouldn't be killed. You have no right to follow Beis Shammai." So they says, "Why not? Beis Shammai am Achmer." The other story in the Gemara, the end of the Masechta, tells that the Talmud who was Machmer like Beis Shammai found a wallet full of money, and the one who wasn't Machmer, he was eaten up by a lion. So why would we recommend here also that you should be Machmer like the Beis Shammai? So Tosfos says like that. So the different answers are given on the kasha. So Rav Soloveitchik said that over here, by the Kriyashma, if you're going to be Machmir, like Beis Shammai, that's in violation of the din. The din is, B'lech Tuchav Adera Kol Odom Kori Kedarki. You're not allowed to be Machmir. You're not allowed to have Dafka Atifa. You're not allowed to do Dafka. Go out of your way to recite Kriyashma in a special position. That's exactly what we learn from the pasuk. That is not proper. Not just that you don't have to, but let him carry kedark as halacha. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants everybody to know that he's easygoing. It is not like a melech bosav adam who insists that everybody has to stand and everybody has to be atifa. The dafke not so. That is what Rav Soloveitchik did. That's the dafke paid away. So the first Mishnah starts off, of course, on the Gila, Oymid Miyoshe, Pashup Shat is, the Chathilas Bimna, not like the Mishnah, the Chathilas Bimna, so to be me, to stand in our city. Masheni came by Torah, the price adds on, because by Torah, it's always going to be Kriyas HaTorah ben Tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah needs our souls, out of Kavod HaTzibur, Balkari has to stand. But the standing by the Kriyas HaTorah is not because it's a double Shavikushu. That was the Maharam Lutmerk did as a Chumrah, but Lutmeradin, it is a Dovah Shabitusha. The Mishnah says in Chakim Beis, it is a Dovah Shabitusha, but you don't need Amid and Ikrit. Amid is only out of Kabbat Atzim. In Shulchan Aruch it says when you recite, it's in the Ches, it says when you recite the Bracha on the Tzitzis, on the Devich of Tzitzis, you should recite the Bracha of Amid. So the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say, the same is true regarding the Bracha on Mikra Megillah, and the same is true regarding the bracha of Kiyoshefa. All the brachas, the Chathila, all brachas should be recited by me, except for Brichas Anena. But Brichas Anena, the Gemara says in Gittin, that it's not healthy to eat or to drink in the standing position. In America, everybody does. But the Gemara says it's not healthy to eat or to drink in the standing position. You should really sit down, it's healthier for the body. So since it's healthier to eat in a sitting position, so Birchas Amen can be recited to Yeshiva. Birchas Amen, the Gemara says, has to be recited to Yeshiva also. It's supposed to bench in a sitting position. Alamichia is a machloka. So we shine where you have to recite Alamichia. You see, a lot of times in the Kiddush, people are nibbling and eating cookies. And then you have to say Alamichia. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Alamichia, you should really sit down. You should find a seat and to recite Alamichia in a sitting position. That's a big question. the main commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, Baruch Haim, is the Magen Avraham. Against the Taz. And then there's the Magen Avraham is very the Kitzur Nimra. He alludes to things, he refers to them. He doesn't write in a full sentence or a full paragraph. So there's a commentary printed on the bottom of the page that's called the Matzah Shekhar. He usually explains the things that are slightly unclear in the Magen Avraham. Every so often, Master Shekhar writes an original Kiddush. Here he has an original Kiddush that the Mishnah Berurah picked up from the Master Shekhar. That even though everybody's committed to sit and Mikra Megillah, but everybody has to stand when the Balkari says the brachas. Balkari has to stand that I'll cover that Tzibur. See, when I was growing up, we didn't hear from the Mishnah Berurah. It didn't become. I reached America. I didn't have a Mishnah Berurah until a few years after I was married. So I bought the birthday present. We were married 5 or 6 years. There were hardly any Mishnah Berurahs in the Beis Medrash. Now they have 30 cents of Mishnah Berurah. At that time, there were hardly any Mishnah Berurahs. When we learned, perhaps, so Levitchi gave Shir on Aruch Chaim, we learned them. We didn't use a Mishnah Berurah. Nobody had. We used the Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham and the Birach Rav. We didn't use a Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Matzah Shekel. So when I was growing up, I remember. The Balkari used to stand, and he said the brachas on Mikra Megillah, and he read the Megillah standing, and the whole tzibur sat. When we moved to New York, I lived in Pennsylvania, we moved to New York, so then the whole new world opened up, new practices, everybody's following this Mishnah Berurah, everybody stands. When the Balkari says the brachas on Mikra Megillah, why? Because the Magen Avraham runs a general plow, that all brachas should be recited by Amida, except the Birchas Hanen. Let's say a person in the middle of eating and he hears thunder or he sees lightning and he wants to say the bracha. So he says the Magen Avraham should stand up to recite the bracha with thunder or the lightning. All brachas should be recited in standing position, unless it's a birchas hanina. So that's a question whether we really accept this Matzah Shekhar. Maybe the idea of standing up for the bracha is a mitzvah that has to be, should be performed in a standing position, like Sfiras HaOmer should be performed in a standing position. So the bracha and Sfiras HaOmer should also be in the standing position. Yehoshaphat, the Gaidim have a list of several mitzvahs that should be fulfilled in the standing position. So not only the mitzvah should be when you're standing, the bracha should also be recited in the standing position. But Mikra Megillah, you're allowed to sit for the whole Mikra Megillah. So why should you say that the bracha should be more common than the Mikra Megillah? So that's where our chief based on Frank has it should. He says, Mikra Adin, he quotes the thing. Sure, it raises the issue. Mikra Adin, you don't really have to stand. You don't have to stand for the bracha and Mikra Megillah. The bracha is not more common than the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah Mikra Megillah. First, I'm a gila, I'm a biyoshin. You can sit. The Balkari stands out of cover. That's it. Why should the tzibur have to stand even for the bracha? But that became the common practice now, because everybody follows the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quoted this from the Matzah Shekhar. Okay, we'll stop here. Friday is a shiur.